Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, and this is my pre-market report. People, let me put this together for you very simply, very easily, and very directly. Without more war, more death, another false flag, this entire thing is going to come apart so fast, well, your head's going to spin around like the freaking Exorcist. Let's step back for a moment and take in what's happening. The world today is in crisis. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. But this crisis is not getting any attention anywhere. I am talking about a full-blown, full-on liquidity crisis. Cash, it's drying up. The entire system is insolvent, okay? You're not allowed to know these things. No one's going to tell you this. No politician, no freaking Federal Reserve chairperson or a freak, no anybody running for office. It's not going to happen, okay? The deceptions, the distractions, the look here, the don't look there. That's really what's going on. What have we seen as of late? In case you don't know, globally, the debt market has been in free fall, okay? This uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market, something you and I have been talking about for, I don't know, almost 10 years, this was going on, okay? Without some kind of mechanism to stop that, well, guess what? This entire worldwide situation here, we would turn into a Mad Max scenario, for which we are going there anyway. So what did they do? To push off the inevitable end to this illiquid system, they started another war. We knew how this would affect the markets, you and I. We called it right here on this blog, and we nailed it to the freaking wall. That is what this has done by adding liquidity to the system, at least temporarily. I mean, you know, it's so obvious to me, and it should be to you too. We watched a phenomenon occur that we knew was going to happen, okay? I don't know how many other people nailed this one to the wall, but we did. So all of a sudden, stability appears in the debt market. Bond yields dropping. The MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, right now as I am doing this video blog is below 300. It's below 300. And what's the effect of this? Again, let's talk a little bit more about the timing of this because it makes me want to throw up. It really makes me want to throw the freak up. Friday, for some unforeseen reason, at least by you and me, Wall Street institutions got in here and started buying the stock market like it was a new beginning, and it was. The Wall Street institutions were made aware that this war was going to start. The Wall Street institutions, well, they're not stupid either. They understood the effect of this, that it would drive cash into the debt market, suppress yields, and the stock market would, frankly, rise. So they got in here before everybody else. Again, they're privy to information that you and I are not. The central banks made the Wall Street institutions aware of what was going to happen. Bam! Stock market goes up. Then Monday comes Monday. Debt market's closed. They started this war over the weekend, over a weekend. Well, the debt market here in the United States was closed. This is not by accident, people. Nothing is what it appears to be. Anyway, so since this war has started and it's expanding here, we have now seen risk in this market dropped substantially. A lot of buying for the stock market. Again, the illusion of the market. This is a presidential selection cycle. I'm going to repeat this again. Must be kept real if they have to kill thousands, tens of thousands of people. Again, the illusion of the market. People see the market high. They think the economy is strong. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is no connection here whatsoever. Now, as I said, this war is expanding now. Syria is involved. And pay attention to what's happening here. This is going to expand rapidly. It must, because again, this is a new avenue now, which gives them a green light to pump the system. Now, let's talk about pumping the system here. So they floated out Fed President Freak Show Bostic, bozo, whatever the hell you want to call this guy, yesterday, as we expected. Okay, we know their playbook cold. There is not a group of people on this planet, I'm talking about the people who are part of this blog, that know their playbook better than we do. We have it down to a science. We knew they were going to do it. They floated him out yesterday, as we said they would, okay, in the morning video. They would float some freak out to talk the market up, to explain that no more hikes are needed anymore. And this is getting more attention now. More Federal Reserve freaks are coming out saying the same thing. What is the effect of this? Market going up. It's a game. All of this is a game. And if you take any of this at face value, you believe that this was just an accident, that this war just happened to occur right now, even though we're also finding out that there were repeated warnings about it. Oh, but it was an intelligence failure. You see what they try to twist your mind? Nothing you hear, basically nothing, maybe 5%, maybe, I'm being generous here, 5% of what you hear from the mainstream media is real. The rest of it is all twisted. It's a mind screw. It's a psyop on an unprecedented scale. But they got people where they want them, by the throat. Now, talking about liquidity into the system. Okay, so this is how I see this playing out right now. We already heard again from Bostic, the supreme freak yesterday, who was floated out, that no more rate hikes are going to be required. And there's a lot of uncertainty here with this new war. Okay, and there'll be more war. There must be more war. There must be another false flag. There must be more bloodshed, more death, more suffering on an unprecedented level to keep the liquidity flowing. The system is dying. The system is illiquid. You're not allowed to know this here. They are desperate right now to prevent the locking up of the entire financial system, something you and I have been speaking about forever is going to happen. All this is going to do is exacerbate the problem. But again, let me stay on track for a moment here. Central banks are going to look for an excuse to introduce some kind of QE. They're not going to call it that. But again, tell Greg Mannarino again, what's the goal of every central bank? What's their one goal? Bang, exactly, to inflate. Central banks want to become, and they are, the lenders and buyers of last resort. Again, where's all this cash coming from? Now we're sending billions of dollars worth of weaponry and supplies and everything else you can think about over to Israel and Ukraine. Where does this cash come from? Do we have a war chest here in the United States? Does any nation have a war chest? No. The cash must be provided by the central bank, who is more than happy to issue it. Okay, keeps the system liquid, keeps central banks in power. You want to end central banking? Do you really want to end central banking? Do you know how easy this is? I don't think most of you have any idea. All we need to do, if we actually had a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and not being living, forced to live under the rulership, the stranglehold of central banks who are not part of the government. They're no more federal than Federal Express. You understand? Okay. If we had any kind of a leader, we could stop central banks from issuing $1. I'm telling you, this is how simple it is. You want to end the Fed? I know a lot of you do. No one on this planet detests central banking more than this guy. And nobody on this planet, maybe except for you, studies this stuff more than I do, okay? And I'm telling you, we could end central banking, we could end the Fed if we prevent them from issuing $1 of more debt. The entire system comes down. Yes, it would be economic pain for everyone at first, of course, and war, and which we're seeing now. The central banks aren't going down without a fight. They'll kill most of us if they have to, okay? I think we understand that already. But we could end central banking, people. The system, the debt-based system, is the curse upon the world. It's been thrust upon us via our loving, caring representatives and central banks. War, death, pain, suffering, everything you can dream about. This is central bank inspired. And what you're seeing right now with regard to more war, more death, more pain, more suffering, central bank inspired. Where does the cash come from? Like I said, who controls the economy? Who controls the financial system? Who controls the financial markets? Who funds the wars? It's the central banks. You understand? I really hope you do, people, honestly. These institutions, we need a revolution against them. That's the fact, but it's never going to happen. And you're not going to hear one of the new presidential candidates or an older one, let's say President Trump, speak out against this. It will not happen. Okay. They know the game. They know where this is all going. They're all going to play the game. We have no representation anymore. In any place in this world, the central banks have solidified their position. And they're going to, again, going back to what I was saying, this crisis here, which is going to expand, is going to give the Federal Reserve and other central banks the green light to inflate much, much further, much, much more. And all this is going to do is suck the purchasing power out of the currency even faster. What did the IMF say yesterday, the International Mafia Fund, that we can all expect inflation to go higher moving forward? Like, they need to tell us what we already know. You see, most people have no idea. People walk around through time and space believing that the Fed is in the fight of their lives. Central banks are in the fight of their lives. Yes, they're raising rates because they care so much about inflation. They want to stop inflation. People, they started... The Federal Reserve, just in case you missed this part yesterday, started raising rates early last year, 2022. Inflation continues to rise, but they're still selling the lie. Inflation is going to calm down. It's temporary. It's transitory. But Janet Yellen said, oh, people are coping very well with rising prices and higher prices. They're coping. And she was so happy to make that announcement, too. She's part of it. You all know that. You all know that. Anyway, I could go on and on about this stuff, people. It's just, it makes my blood boil. I can't take it, honestly. My heart starts pounding. I feel my blood pressure going to the moon. Anyway, the war pigs. This is a shout out to you, Bobby, if you're out there. They're going to keep this going. This is not going to stop. You think this is going to be a quick war like we were told, Ukraine? No, it's going to go on and on and on and expand and get greater. And more people are going to die. More people are going to suffer. Why? To pump the system. That's what this is all about. Nothing is what it seems to be. All wars are banker wars. Okay, and they will spill our blood and our guts all over this planet if they have to. And they will do it. And they're going to do it. They're doing it right now. Okay, in case you're wondering. And just wait. Wait for the next event. This is not the end. This is not the end. One more time. This is not the end. Another event is going to occur. Another FF. I got to be very careful what I'm saying here. I think most of you know what FF stands for. It's going to occur. Anyway. On the back of risk dropping in this market, as we expected it would do, on the back of them pumping the system right now, this is a Band-Aid. It's not going to last unless another FF occurs, unless more people die, unless more people are forced to suffer. That's what's going to happen here, okay? Right now, stock futures are higher across the board, okay? Nothing dramatic, but higher nonetheless. MMRI below 300. Keep your eyes on the MMRI. It's going to give us a big clue as to where this goes. If you start to see the risk in this market climb over 300, 305, 310, 320, you know to be prepared and ready for another FF, a big one. Okay, I'm telling you right now. Use it as an FF indicator. Understand? Anyway, we got... the dollar on a relative strength basis, relatively flat. 10-year yield came down. The entire yield curve has dropped. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Gold and silver catching a bid this morning. Cryptocurrency is relatively flat, kind of mixed. Crude oil under a little bit of pressure. We had a hell of a run up lately. As I said yesterday, I think crude oil has the potential to gain massively moving forward. But I also think we're going to tread sideways here for a little bit. We are going to tread sideways for a little bit until some other event occurs, until, let's say, Iran gets directly involved. Again, we got Syria now involved. There's a multiple front war with Israel going on right now, and it is going to expand as well. The United States military is going to be directly involved very soon as well, so don't be surprised about that. All of this stuff is coming together, as you would expect. If you understand what's happening, if you know where we're going, it's not too, look, it's all cause and effect. If you understand what the goals are here, what's going to, what must happen, it's very simple to put the pieces together. Are we going to be right 100% of the time? No, but we're going to be right a vast majority of those times. But everything we're seeing here, you and I knew. We knew this was going to happen. Another event, another FF. We're going to get another one. Watch, liquidity in the system is drying up. They can't prevent that. All they're doing is fueling the system. They're making it worse. They're making the inevitable public outcry be that much worse, because that's what they need to do. We're moving towards a new system, people, an entirely new system, a new paradigm. Sound familiar to you? A whole new set of rules. Sound familiar to you? I've only been telling you this for 10 years, okay? And we're here. All right, people, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean this with all I got. We need each other more than ever, and we got each other's backs. I'm going to ask you for a thumbs up if you got anything out of this video. I'm going to ask you to comment here. You think I'm on target here, or you think I'm way off base? Again, I want to hear from you. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. It's up to you. You think people need to know this stuff, because they're not going to hear it from the mainstream media, probably anywhere else. Share it. Get it out there. I'm counting on you, all right? I'll see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the live stream. Have your questions ready. We got this, people. We got this.